This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And to kick things off, are you a young Malaysian who has ever considered leaving the city and taking up farming? Maybe specifically, you are interested in breeding some rabbits, planting some vegetables. I ask simply because Felda is looking to make that happen. Except, of course, it's specifically targeted to Felda youth, and it's particularly for those who've lost their jobs during the MCO. The program itself is called From the City to Felda, and it's meant to create new income for second and third generation settlers who previously left their homes to work in cities. And it focuses on rabbits and vegetables because demand for the two are high, at least according to Felda Youth Council President Fazli Hassan. And as for existing modes of income in Felda settlements, it's a mixed bag. So fruit plantations, for instance, have taken a hit due to lower demand, and many settlers who provided services for those plantations, such as pesticides and fertilizers, have suspended business. So Felda's initiative can therefore provide alternative income in those areas, and for other settlers who haven't been impacted by the MCO, then the new program can provide them with additional income. So we are just using the opportunity, I think, provided by the Felda program to talk a little bit more about farming as a career. This has come up, I think, more than once now on the show across the station, because it, I think even the previous agriculture minister was talking about it, wanting to kind of get the youth of Malaysia more interested in the potential of farming as a career. And I think now with COVID-19 and with unemployment increasingly becoming a problem here in the country, I think any sort of alternative forms of employment, other ways outside of an office job or for that matter, a gig job, a sharing job might be of interest. And there's a lot to talk about here, right? Whether or not farming is sustainable as a source of income, how labour intensive it is, and the interest level in the first place of Malaysians as a whole and young Malaysians in particular to actually participate in it. Because if we do actually get that kind of participation, it may potentially reshape the job market. If enough people are invested in it, it could increasingly become an attractive alternative for an occupation. So again, we're talking today about farming as a potential career choice for young Malaysians. Let us know if you are currently dabbling in farming, or for that matter, if you've ever just thought about leaving the city, setting up a farm. Do you know anyone who has? You can let us know. That number to call is 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we are going to be speaking with Lui Chun Beng, who is the co-founder of City Farm Malaysia, to understand, I think, what drew them to pursue this career. If you have, again, any thoughts, any questions, do let us know and keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning, BFM 89.9.
It's 5:11 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We're now talking about farming becoming a potential career for young Malaysians. And this is coming amidst, I think, long brewing conversations over the last year or so for there to be more employment options for young Malaysians, including outside of the urban space. And also because Felda has a program that is targeted to Felda youth, particularly for those who've lost their jobs during the MCO. Specifically, they are looking to help second and third generation settlers. It focuses on breeding rabbits, growing vegetables. And we thought it was an interesting question to open up. And, you know, have you ever thought about running a farm or, you know, dabbling in farming as a career choice? If you haven't, what would make it appealing to you, if at all? That number to call is 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We are now crossing over to Lui Chun Beng, who is the co-founder of City Farm Malaysia. And Chun Beng, thank you so much for joining us. So you started City Farm with four other university mates back in 2016. Could you tell us what drew you to farming in particular?
Yeah, I think you mentioned that the thing that we started this with a few uni mates. I think the biggest drive for me personally is because one of the co-founder of City Farm, his name is Johansson Chiu. He's the one that come from tech background, but he liked to build something. So growing a vegetable is also something that we call it as build something. So he's particularly interested in embedding technology knowledge that he has into farming. So this is why he tried out this thing himself, and then eventually he shared this idea with a few of us, and then we have decided to enter this into as a business.
And could you also tell us, what is it like being a young farmer?
Yeah, I think, publicly there are a lot of perception about doing farming. Agriculture is not the industry that most of the young people will go to. They will think this is a difficult job, lower end and so on. But for us, I we see this as an opportunity because of the gap that no one actually wanted to participate in this field. And then technology is also lacking behind for this kind of industry. So we see ourselves as the one that can bridge the gap. So we feel quite excited to be the one that bring a lot of new thing into urban farming scene in Malaysia.
How did your family react when you told them that this was something that you were planning to go into?
Of course, they caught in surprise because, like what we have shared, we are a bunch of friends. We graduated from either IT or engineering. So it's quite weird for people like us to venture into agriculture, particularly in farming. But of course, ultimately, this is a real business that they can field it. It's just that maybe have a different perception or the first impression of this kind of industry. So what we have did is we need to literally show them what is the thing that we're trying to do, what is the result that we are drawing, and then eventually they are okay with it. Yeah.
And are you also actively working with young people, whether it's within your own team or with other suppliers?
Our team is very, very young. I think few of us is just early 30s, and then most of our staff or our interns, all those things, is very, very young. But of course, if you talk about working with the other partners, then the age varies. I wouldn't say mainly mixing with young person, but within our organization, mostly it's young person.
And you talked about your own journey here, but what brought your team or, you know, the people you know to this line of work?
I think we're quite unique because we position ourselves, it's not in agriculture field, but we are in urban farming. And we want to make an impact in this field to make farming in the city possible. So this get a lot of people, especially the interns, get excited. They wanted to know how it's being implemented, how it can be done, and so on. So far, the response was quite good, especially from the younger side of people.
And I think when people think about careers, they also want to know what kinds of opportunities could come their way as a result of pursuing this path, right? So maybe you could tell us what opportunities have come from being a farmer.
Okay, like I said before, we are in the urban farming businesses. So I think that the key opportunity is really bridging the gap of bringing the farm that traditionally you think only in Cameron Highlands or whatnot, but you make it possible in the city. And then this means that you're reducing a lot of food miles. Food miles mean the distance between the actual produce to the people who consume it. We make it possible into the city, and then it spark a lot of business opportunity. Be it you run this thing within an office to feed the staff or the people around, or you build it inside a factory but it's within the city area, and then you make the transportation efficient and eventually have price. As in, you are quite competitive in terms of the price because of the shorter transportation space. All these things is the exciting part of the business, but of course there are challenges as well because of the perception of people have towards this urban farming, and then also the space, all those things can be quite expensive. So they are the good and bad of this thing.
So what kind of questions do you usually get from people around you when it comes to your job?
Yeah, so when we say we are in urban farming, we practice a lot of urban farming methods. The one that we are in is called hydroponic. Basically, you're growing plants without soil. So the most frequently asked question would be, are these safe to consume? What is the nutrition like, and so on? So it takes us quite a bit of time to make the awareness of the people. But I guess this activity is an ongoing one. We wouldn't stop because there are much more work that we need to prepare or work towards it before we can make everyone in Malaysia understand the urban farming and why it's good for them.
So for people listening who are thinking, yeah, it's time that I make that big switch, what do they need to know if they are thinking about getting into farming full-time?
Okay, I think especially to young people, this is an area that you should look into because ultimately food is necessity. It's a thing that you need to consume every day. If you compare to IT field or whatnot, it's a place to improve your life. But then a bit or without that, as in with the improvement or not, your life still goes on. But without the food production part, then your life might not be able to move forward. And then there are a lot of exciting things within the agriculture field also. Besides the growing methods, there are things like a lot of automation can be put in. Even IoT make all these things possible because you can implement a lot of devices to act as a sensor, to automate a lot of stuff. Also, all these things is the cool technology that you're dealing with, not the boring stuff that you do watering, seedling. This is the perception that you have. But agriculture has already advanced quite some time and you just need to join the industry and you will know and you will feel the sense of achievement after you do that.
And this story came to us partly because Felda, as we said earlier, has started small-scale projects for people to breed rabbits, plant vegetables in order to assist those who have lost incomes and jobs due to the MCO and the pandemic. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think it's always good from the government body to make some initiative to fill the gap of unemployment, but I guess whether effective or not, it really depends on the entire programs. Whether it is what kind of facility or services they are providing to help the young generation, are they going to get the skill or training? Because personally, I'm not know the details of the implementation, but it would be good if it cover both. I think you need to get the younger people to have the skill. You need to train them before you get them to run the business.
And the MCO has been a very tough period for many business owners and startups. How were you affected?
Yes, but I would wanted to share a bit of our story. I think it's quite different for us when we deal with MCO. I think lockdown and all those stuff. We see this as an opportunity for us to expand our business. And it did happen. I think the reason behind is because we are the provider for urban farming. And during the lockdown, a lot of people at home, beside work, they have time to do a lot of gardening stuff. We see a huge spike in the demand of growing their own plant in their own house. And then, of course, with the difficulty of us doing trainings or doing courses, we make all this possible through online web conferencing. We are seeing a lot of city farmers joining during this period. I think it's quite good for our site. But then, of course, I think the entire economy is heavily impacted. But then we are glad that we are able to help a lot of people to kill their time by doing gardening and also some of it learning this skill as another way for them to boost their income.
And so as we are in the RMCO stage now and we have been for a while, what have sales been like for you?
I would say the spike really happens during the MCO periods, but now it's slowing down because people are returning to work. But we are glad that we managed to expand our customer base during that period. We'll continue to work hard to serve the market.
Chun Bing, thank you so much for joining us. That was Louis Chun Bing, co-founder of City Farm Malaysia, talking about think his own journey into the farming industry as a career option. And we're talking about this amidst the fact that increasingly from the government over the last year or so, there have been talks to encourage more young people to consider moving out of the city and finding opportunities for income and so on in farming. And so our question today is really, Would you be keen on that? What would entice you to do that? If you are somebody who is just thinking about, you know, taking a break from the rat race, perhaps, you can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and also tweet us at BFM Radio. So we have this message here from Zhong Ming, who says, farming as a career, why not? Someone in China, Li Ziqi, became rather famous on YouTube by filming and sharing her farming life. Basically, most of the things she has are self-sustaining. She even makes stuff herself. And yeah, I mean, she is a total phenomenon. I think she's extremely popular. I just wanted to read you guys a little bit from this profile from SCMP on her, because when I read it, I laughed. The Chinese internet celebrity is famous for her videos in which she performs the work of a farmer with the grace of a fairy. So there you go. If you needed any enticement to watch Li Ziqi, there it is. But I also think that there is a whole, if I'm not mistaken, a whole subgenre of Chinese YouTube or Chinese internet celebrity which focuses on farming, which focuses on rural life. And I wonder whether here in Malaysia that's something that would work in order to entice more people to consider farming. Whether if you had more of these sorts of videos and posts of local people doing the work of a farmer with the grace of a fairy, people might therefore be keen on taking it on. Just a thought, you can let us know. We also have Ming, who's 35 years old and says they're interested in this. And is there a website or something to visit to know more? Just to say that we can't, if you are interested in City Farm itself, they are online, cityfarm.my, and they do have a career page, so you can check it out there. In the meantime, let us know what your thoughts are on potentially switching gears and choosing farming as a career. Would you do it? Would you not? What would entice you to do it? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.